item number 12. Are there any discussion on item number 12? Supervisor Caesar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're up.
I'd like to move that this be sent back to the Personnel Committee and the Pension Study Commission for the reason that the actuarial report that's required by state law and our ordinances for review by the Pension Study Committee was not available for our meeting last week. And as such, we are not in compliance with our ordinances to consider this item, and we'd like to correct that and have the Buck Consultant report scrutinized, referred to that committee, and reviewed, and a decision sent back to the board for its action.
Okay. Good maneuver. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I would like to ask Corp Counsel to come up and explain the need, whether or not a need for a review by the Pension Study Commission is appropriate. Because I'm under the understanding that these benefit changes have been reviewed once for other county employees, and then that negates the need to go back to the Pension Study Commission a second time.
Okay. Mr. Corp Counsel.
I think I may have spoken to this question at a prior meeting, and I believe that you're also all aware of the opinion expressed by my colleague, Mr. Grady, who has been operating as counsel to both the Pension Board and the Pension Study Commission for the last several years. Your ordinance requires or states that no change in the retirement system shall be considered by the county board until it has been referred to the commission for a written report. In practice, what that has meant is that when a substantive change in benefits has been contemplated, it has, that change has in fact been referred to the Pension Study Commission for a report and an actuarial analysis. How that has worked in practice is that these changes have been adopted first with respect to non-represented employees, and subsequently to represented employees through collective bargaining agreements with their respective collective bargaining units. When that has happened, there has not been a referral again to the Pension Study Commission when those same benefit changes are implemented as to represented employees through collective bargaining. For instance, the change we're talking about here, as my understanding, is a reduction in the annual percentage factor and an increase in the ordinary retirement age. That has been studied. It was subsequently implemented as to my union through collective bargaining, and on that occasion it was not again referred to the Pension Study Commission for an additional report on the same change. And that same pattern has been followed over the last however many years, each time this same phenomenon has occurred. So in short, our opinion is that this item would not require again a referral to the Pension Study Commission when it involves implementing a benefit change that has already been studied and approved for other employees.
Okay. Supervisor Caesar, you want questions of the Corp Counsel?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if not, Corp Counsel or staff could help. Does there exist a written actuarial report about the impact of the proposed change for this specific group available to the county board?
Mr. Court Counsel?
Mr. Session advises that there is such a report.
Mr. Session got to come up here and speak to it, please. Mr. Session, come up and respond to it so all board people can hear it. Mr. Court Counsel, you need to stand there just in case.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, there is a report provided by Buck Consultants Incorporated that addresses the nurses only. It has not been distributed. It has not been addressed by the Pension Study Commission.
Okay. Supervisor Caesar, to answer your question?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Supervisor Bruin, do you have any questions?
For Corp Counsel.
Corp Counsel, you got to stay up there. Why are you moving so quickly?
Hopefully this is very simple.
Yes.
It's just a question as to whether or not this item is properly before us. Are we following, in having this item here today, are we violating any county rules or are we breaking any county ordinances?
In my opinion, no. You know, we talked about this at length the last time it was before the board, and at that point, my opinion was that you had not followed the process you've laid out for yourselves in terms of the referral or the action, rather, particularly by the Committee on Finance and Audit that's required under Chapter 80 of your ordinances. Any such impediment has now been removed by committee action in the intervening days.
Okay. Do anyone else have, Supervisor Cesar, you have further questions of Corp Counsel?
Mr. Chairman, in light of the news that report exists, I was wondering if it could be distributed to the members of the board today and perhaps temporarily laid over until we have a chance to look at it, sir.
Is there an objection? Okay. Pardon? Objection? We can vote on that. Supervisor Cesar requests to get information. It's been objected by Supervisor Bruin. Mr. Clerk, will you call it?
Excuse me. Did my colleague misunderstand me? Temporary layover for today, just to have this distributed.
Supervisor, I can't hear you. Say, speak to the mic, please. I can't hear you. What did you say, Supervisor? Okay. All right. That's what I want to hear. Supervisor Mayo?
I want to make sure that is a temporary layover right now, not today.
Well, he said a temporary.
No, layover. We're not going to play with semantics. Are we going to just
said
temporary
it's a
layover?
Temporary layover, Supervisor. I can't determine any other English point of view from that perspective.
Because you moved that once before, so I'm making sure I don't get slammed before. All right, thank you.
There's nothing behind that, Supervisor. I'm not behind it. Okay? It's been temporary laid over until we can get that information. And we will not close this meeting until it comes back before us, okay? Got my word on that. We covered all finance.
Health and
Human Services. No, I'm going to help you.
Okay.